the bar. Nobody's going to try to give you anything extra. You got to demand it.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Right now on WGN Radio.
Well, the Raiders beat the Bears 24-21, Hamp and OB with Kaz, sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. With you till 6 o'clock. The phone number is 312-981-7200. Bears were down 17-0 at the half. They scored 21 unanswered in the third quarter. They had the Raiders at their own three-yard line, 97 yards away from a touchdown to win the football game, and Oakland went down and did it.
They gave up a 97-yard march last week.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
All right, so here's the takeaways from today. It is a catastrophic loss in a lot of ways. Guys, I mean, this is a game you count as a win. You counted it in August. You counted it this morning.
Right.
I am not a John Gruden fan, but let me tell you something, folks. John Gruden took Matt Nagy's butt to the woodshed today. He outcoached him top to bottom, even against some of the most horrific bad calls I've seen in games all year. All that being said, Chase Daniels gave us a great chance to get back in this thing and win this game. Unfortunately, yeah, he had a couple of stupid interceptions. All that being said, where's our defense? Where is the greatest defense? You know, I heard Dick is spouting off this week. Oh, yeah, this is one of the greatest defenses I've ever done. Maybe better than... You cannot give up 97-yard touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. Where's $141 million Khalil Mack? He's on the sidelines breathing hard. What is it, 50 degrees in London? All I'm telling you is this. This team, I'd like to buy them for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth. They all think they're so great. And I'm telling you what, Anthony Miller, you were the reason this game turned back to the Raiders. You make that stupid, you know, mouthing, you know, taunting call. Give them the ball where they get to kick it off 15 yards, you know, closer. And then you miss the tackle. You go in there like a punk, put your head down, don't even make the play. And then you get another penalty at the end of it that gives them the ball back on the 35 going in. All I'm saying is, Matt Nagy, you better wake up. You've been given an awful lot. Great players in a lot of positions. Some of them fall in your hands, like Khalil Mack, like Akeem Hicks. These guys are great. But guess what? At some point, you need discipline. You need some toughness. Your offensive line is a disgrace. Last year, at the end of the year, they were supposed to be something. On the come, they're going to be something great. They have been an embarrassment. Today, they got their ass handed to them from the opening kickoff. And I'm telling you this, Chase Daniel, you can't expect a quarterback to be error-free when he's got people in his face. You know how many times Derek Carr got hit today? You know how many times our great defensive line hit him? One time, OB got closer to him from the guy from our studio. I'm telling you, this is a debacle, and you can hang it right on Matt Nagy's behind.
Well, Daniel,
that was the most Hamp OB moment in the show's history. You could just sit back now, OB.
I'm going to tell you something.
And I mean, there's so much more we could talk about. I got to tell you, Eddie Goldman. I said he had played outstanding last week. Today, he was 340 pounds of getting knocked off the line of scrimmage. This is a loss that I'm telling you, OB, you've seen teams like this. This is a loss that will break their will. And if I hear all these apologies and, oh, well, we didn't get there until Friday morning and all this nonsense. No. The Raiders wanted it more than you did. Shame on you, Chicago Bears.
Well, what happened, the biggest breakdown that happened this afternoon, the biggest breakdown on that football team, not running backs, not quarterbacks, not linebackers, not defensive backs, not offense. The biggest thing was our defensive line, which those guys are the stalwarts. They're the ones that set the tone to make the linebackers fly all around free and make the tackles, and our defensive backs come up and play tough pass defense. The defensive line got mauled today. And you had mentioned Khalil Mack. I don't know where he was today, pal, but I tell you what, he sure as heck was not on that football field today playing like he has played or he should play. He did not. I mean, sometimes you saw a tight end or a back trying to block him. That's how much they worried about him. But defensive line got kicked and pushed around. What? How many yards, Mark, did the running back have?
Probably a buck and a quarter.
Josh Jacobs had a great day. He was 26 carries, 123 yards. That's 4.7 yards a carry. He scored a couple of touchdowns. And
he got our defensive line. That's where the battle was. The battle was basically lost up front. Dad had mentioned our offensive line. They got pushed around, too. But where this game was won and lost was up front. You could see it, folks. When the Oakland wanted to run, they ran the football. When he had to pick up the critical third down, he picked it up. I am telling you, I thought this was a game. This is a game that was a win for us. This was a win. This is one we never should have lost. And I'll tell you what. Guess what's coming down the road, folks? A lot of good football teams are coming down the road. And Nagy, you better get your act together. Stop your trick plays like you're the greatest coach that ever came to the National Football League. And you're hugging and kissing your quarterbacks and all that.
Hey, did we see him nibbling on the ear of Chase Daniels the last 2 weeks? I wonder why he doesn't do that to him and waits till Trubisky and him get on national TV. They got to do their little embrace before the game. And
That makes me sick.
All right, let me throw you something else out there. Yeah, you want to look at the stats line. You know, Chase Daniels gave us every chance to win this game.
He threw
the ball so well on so many occasions, despite a lot of pressure. He's a little guy. You got to protect him. They didn't. But I'll tell you what, Allen Robinson can play for me any day of the week. He may be the best receiver I've ever seen.
How about Miller? Could he play for you?
You can't be an idiot and cause all that. And by the way, 57 rolling up on the punter. You want to say, oh, it's a flagrant foul. You know, it wasn't. But it was. He did make contact, and they did.
He made contact with him.
I got it, but it was.
You can't clip. You can't roll into a guy in the back of his legs. You're going to take the guy out.
I got it.
That was a flagrant foul.
But my point is, they didn't call that.
I know
they're too stupid to realize, hey, it's 4th and 1. They're down fourth quarter. Be ready for the fake. We're stupid, and we let them run the fake. Now, at the end of the day, that 57, I find his name out.
Kevin Pierre-Louis. Close enough.
All I'm saying is there's certain things you can do. You know what? You can monkey around here and there, but it's fourth quarter in a close game. You don't even get close to the punter. And how stupid are you to even try? You're on the ground. You're lunging at the punter like somebody's going to pat you on the head. Stop it.
I'll tell you what.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
Let me go back. Folks, you know, a couple of years ago, Derek Carr and the Raiders came into town, and everybody, you know, there was a lot of talk that he was, the next up-and-coming great quarterback. And a lot of things have happened since then, and he's kind of – let me tell you something. That kid can play. That kid – why can't we find somebody like him that's not only, you know, able to throw the ball, but have some grit, some toughness? I'm no John Gruden fan, but you gotta stand up and applaud both him and that quarterback. They played their butts off, and their offensive line, their defensive line, they outplayed us in all facets. You know, Clinton Dix is diving on the ground in front of people all day. You know,
ducking his head.
Maybe that's why he got run out of Green Bay and Washington. Okay, he had a real nice a couple of interceptions. But if you can't tackle in the NFL, it's just a matter of time till they isolate you and make you have to do it. And if you won't, you can't, it's going to come back and get us.
Well, how we won 12 games last year and how we won 4 games this year is basically on defense. There's no question about it, but it's the 7 guys up front.
Whoa.
7 guys up front.
We didn't win 4 games this year.
3-2, baby.
3-2. Excuse me. 3-2. Well, that's I'm hoping it was 4-2.
See, you are optimistic. Everybody says we're so negative.
But let me tell you.
Oh, please don't give them an extra win.
Well, you'd already count that one. Sorry.
Absolutely. But anyways.
That should have been counted. I'm telling you, this one's going to reek. And you got 2 weeks for this to be rubbed in.
Danny, I think Chase Daniel did one heck of a fine job. He was under pressure all day. All day he was under pressure. And I tell you what, he stood up to it, And when they had some defenders right in his face, he's falling back. He put it on the 12-yard line. I mean, on a 12-yard pass, 15-yard pass, he put it right on the button. The kid impressed the heck out of me because he was under pressure all day. And I'll tell you what, that's a good thing. I mean, there's some good things that happened today. Not too many of them, but that's the main thing, is that he stayed in there, he got through the game, and he gave us a chance to win this game at the end of the game. He gave us the chance. From down 17-0, he put us up 21-17, and he stayed in the damn game till the very last second.
Yeah, and, you know, Nagy was calling plays like Neville Chamberlain in the first half. In the second half, he came out acting more like Thatcher, and we started getting some things going. But let me go back to the very first thing you said. I was walking in here, and you said inexplicably Derek Carr made the bad pitch that resulted in the turnover that got us back in the game. If you go back and look at it, this is why I like the kid. He's a winner. He was rushing the pitch. Do you know why? Because, and that turnover, you know whose fault it was? You could give credit to Chuck Pagano. Pagano had walked up scrying on the left edge of our defense, and he was blitzing. And Derek Carr knew that Skrine would run the running back down from behind, so he was pitching the ball and getting in a position where he could wheel and block that guy coming off the edge because it was a blitz. And that's why he rushed the pitch and made a bad one. But the pressure that Pagano, forced them into him making that bad play. So there's some good stuff today, but not nearly enough.
3-1-2.
Well, we lost the damn football game. We lost the game we should not have lost. Go ahead, Mark.
24-21, Raiders beat the Bears. 312-981-7200. That is the phone number if you want to jump on in here. Jeff Vukovic is back in our WGN Huddle. He's upset today.
Vuk hit a quarterback today. Nobody else did.
Vuk is a straight shooter who knows insurance. He's on our side, and he'd love to help you nationwide on your side. Check out jeffvuk.com. Nationwide is indeed.
You can carry a tune?
That says on the.
I'm not sure you carry the tune.
Carm, you've got a great voice. Please sing Nationwide is on your side. So I just thought I'd step into that.
Let's not take
who wrote
that?
That's what it says right
let's
here.
Let's not take that.
Nagy probably wrote that too.
quick timeout news coming up, then we'll get the show rolling even further with your calls. 312-981-7200. Bears are 3-2. They're coming home. End of the bye week. 720 WGN.